are listening to the Cleveland Guardians Fancast, hosted by Quincy Wheeler and friends, a podcast about the Cleveland professional baseball team and its fans.
It's Quincy. It's the Guardians Fancast, and I'm back here with our long lost friend Tyler Griffith. Tyler, how you doing?
I'm good. I am alive and awake, kind of.
Yeah, we always catch Tyler early on in the West Coast. Survived the hurricane and everything.
Yeah, for us Californians, it was a big deal, and yeah, nothing happened.
Oh well, that's. I'm glad nothing happened.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that's good. So Tyler, I've been super busy. I know that you have, like many Guardians fans, maybe shifted your focus a little bit from the Guardians when they fell off the face of the earth. But tell me what your thoughts are about things that have gone on over the past month or so. How are you feeling about this team for the future? I mean, this year is pretty much a done deal, but what are your thoughts?
There's a lot to be excited about. I mean, our starting pitching is going to be world beaters over the next few years. Jose Ramirez is still a Guardian for his life, which is nice. Andrés Giménez has shown signs of life, so all the Twins fans who are saying he was washed are wrong, which is nice. There's some question marks still. I think we still need to find a power bat, preferably in right field, but overall, I'm excited for next year. I think what you said about like kind of switching mindsets and your perspectives at this point. Yeah, the playoffs have been long gone for weeks. I mean, there was, yes, I guess, kind of a chance going into those Twin series, but realistically, they've been out of the playoff hunt for a while. So just getting to watch younger players develop and then get frustrated when Tito Francona sits Bo 2 days in a row after he hits a home run constantly is fun. But overall, I think it's still nice to watch the development because I think there's a lot of really exciting young players on the team. So that's my focus right now.
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the things that strikes me as a disappointment this season is that we haven't had a player just grab that shortstop role, mm-hmm. which would have been nice. It's definitely some good things with Arias that enough where I think he might start off the season as a shortstop, but it just would have been great to see one of them just absolutely grab that role. And part of it might be that they hung on to Ahmed so long that it made it hard for that to happen. But hopefully that's something that maybe over these last couple weeks, we'll start to see somebody put it together and guys work over the off season. I had someone tell me the other day that they need to acquire someone to play second base and move Giménez to shortstop. And my thing is, like, when you have 8 different good shortstop prospects, one of them has to pan out and you have to bet on one of them panning out. They just have to figure out who it is, whether it's Arias, Rocchio, Freeman, or if it's Tana Martinez. Like, they've got to figure out which one of them it is. Oh, Brito. Sorry, that's the other one I forgot. One of those guys has to figure it out, and hopefully they have a good read on that as they go into the offseason.
Yeah, I saw someone talking about their worry is that they're going to do what they did last year and just hold on to these prospects and let them kind of like battle it out when spring training comes, which is fine if you have like 2 or 3 people, but like you said, we've got 67 middle infielders that we need to do something with, and with each year that passes, their prospect value goes down. So I'm not confident they're gonna have someone solidified by spring training next year, but I guess we'll see. Although, who knows, our front office could be different too now that rumors are swirling that Antonetti has been linked to the GM job over in Boston. So who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. And I do think they'd probably promote Chernoff if that's the case, and things mm-hmm. wouldn't change that much. But that's I'm fine with that. I do think that they recognize things that they need to change. And I think you can see it in guys that they've drafted lately, that they're trying to get some more power in there. I'm fine with that. I do think they will add at least one piece, whether it's signing Teoscar Hernandez in a free agent deal. Somebody reminded me the other day that Teoscar is good friends with Jose. So that's always a good sign. Of course, Shohei is good friends with Jose too, apparently.
That's what I said. And then I didn't even get to watch him play when I went and saw him Sunday.
I know. I took a chance and started him on my fantasy team. I didn't make the playoffs, but I made the consolation round in my fantasy league. And I was like, oh man, hopefully he'll come back. And he hasn't done anything for me, unfortunately, because he hasn't been able to play. But oh well. Nobody wants to hear about my fantasy problem. But anyway, Teoscar Hernandez signing, maybe trade for like a Taylor Ward or somebody like that. I do think that they'll probably pull something like that off. And then you got to hope the other spot can get covered with Valera and Laureano, for example. Any thoughts on, I guess my last thing, just want to check in with you on any thoughts on the managerial search? We know that Tito's going to step down. He's made that pretty clear. Is there anybody that you have in mind?
Aside from Kevin Cash, who everyone talks about. So my assumption is that if someone is not a manager, that they would like to become a manager. And if you ask, they would do it. So I was looking at teams that have been performing very well and especially hitting for power very well. And so one name that stuck out to me was on the Braves, because the Braves do everything really well lately. Kevin Seitzer, their hitting coach. Mm-hmm. He's clearly doing something well. I mean, granted, all the players on the Braves are all very good players, but he's probably helping them in some way. So I would be interested in maybe reaching out to him, kicking the tires on that and seeing if he's interested.
Good. I like that idea. And he's got a Cleveland connection because he used to play for Cleveland at some point in his major league career. So that's nice. I think another Braves connection that I like is Troy Snitger is Brian Snitger's son. And he is a hitting coach for the Astros, who obviously do pretty well hitting wise too. So yeah, it would be interesting to see if you bring in somebody who's got that ability to help guys get in the right place hitting wise, if that could help out. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Well, Tyler and the folks on the podcast will notice that I've got a baby crying, so I think I'm going to go out that issue. But I just wanted folks to know that Tyler's still out there. Follow Tyler on Twitter, and you can get some soccer insight as well. So talk to you later.
Bye. See ya.
This has been the Cleveland Guardians Fancast. You can find us on any major podcast platform. Please remember to like, subscribe, download, rate, and review. Thank you for listening.